Alright, we're back on One True Podcast talking Big 12, Baylor football, and it's John Werner alongside Bryce Cherry. We got Wynn Emmons pushing the buttons over here, and our special guest this week is Glenn Hill from the Houston Chronicle, covers the Rice Owls. I was just talking with Glenn. He's covered, you know, some different things. He's actually covered politics at the Chronicle before, so does that set you up well to cover college football, Glenn?
Yeah, I guess if we're talking about college football injury, definitely. It's hard to beat, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Well, Glenn, I've covered scandals here.
More than a few.
I know a little something about that.
Okay. Well, so guys, after a bye week, Baylor does go down to Houston this weekend, face their old Southwest Conference pals in Rice. Glenn, I was reading a story that you wrote this week on Cron.com about, you know, the friendship that Rice head coach Mike Bloomgren has developed with Baylor's Matt Rhule. How did that kind of come about, and do you figure it's put on pause for about 3 hours on Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Mike was actually joking in the press conference yesterday that he said, hey, you know, I called him this week, but we're probably not going to be friends again until Sunday. So I'm not sure. He didn't tell me exactly what they spoke about on the phone. But I know Matt is one of those guys who, you know, along with Dennis Franchione, David Shaw at Stanford, you might be able to throw Derek Mason over at Vanderbilt into that group. You know, Mike he's been in the NFL, he's been pretty active down here with just getting to know the different high schools in Texas, and obviously being pretty well known at the college level. So he's someone who, as long as I've known him, has always been very, very proactive in his relationships, and I think Matt is sort of part of that handful of people who he's really gravitated towards. And can be really holds in high esteem and really trusts, obviously, enough to call him the week before a game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, Matt has a history, John, of turning programs around. He did it at Temple. Obviously, has done it now at Baylor. I mean, there was the one, you know, hiccup with the 1-11 season his first year, but. You know, do you feel like coaches kind of seek him out for that kind of that knowledge?
Oh, I'm sure they do. And, you know, Matt is, he seems like he has good relationships with a lot of coaches.
Right.
I mean, maybe, you know, part of it's his NFL experience. He's had a lot of college experience. He just seems to know coaches. And, you know, and he always respects them. I mean, he, you know, you never hear him, or even in the tone of his voice, disrespect a coach.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. He always respects the other coach, and you know, and I think that kind of comes across to his team too. You know, that they've got to respect that team too.
Right.
So you know, I think it kind of helps them get prepared for games.
Well, speaking of this game, I mean, Baylor hasn't had a lot of issues with Rice over the years. They've won the last 8 matchups. Obviously, they don't play every year or anything, but last time they played was 2016. John, you and I were down there. That was Jim Grobe's 1 year in Waco, kind of a wild game with Art Briles in the stands. 38-10, Baylor won that one. For either of you guys, I mean, do you kind of expect more of the same this week?
Yeah, I do. Glenn. Yeah, I do. You know, Baylor's playing really well. You know, we'll see how the bye week affects them. Baylor's not played well coming off bye weeks in Coach Rhule's first 2 years. They lost big to Oklahoma State in 2017, West Virginia last year. Those are both on the road. So this is another road game after a bye week. But, you know, I don't think Rice is quite that level of competition. And I think Baylor kind of knows right now it's got a good thing going. It needs to keep that momentum going in Oklahoma and Iowa State game next week. So I expect them to come out playing pretty well.
How about you, Glenn? How do you see this one?
I think that sums it up pretty well. I think from the Houston end, I think a lot of folks in Rice are itching for an upset. And after the Texas loss, I know guys were saying, well, hey, we know we had this tough four-game stretch. We come out and play Army. Next week, you're playing Wake Forest, Texas, and now Baylor. They knew how daunting it was from the very beginning, but they also had an attitude where they thought, hey, well, we're much improved from last year. We should be able to try to score an upset. They probably had the best shot against Army, losing by a touchdown. But I agree that Baylor might be a little too much for them to be able to check that off the wish list.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of see that that as well. I mean, I've been impressed with the way Baylor has come out and taken care of business, you know, in his first two games against SFA and UTSA. John, we talked about it that, you know, there's been times in the past where even against teams that Baylor should win against, they haven't always been completely polished. But this year we've seen them play really sharp in all three phases and you know, coming off a bye week and you know, wanting to get, you know, a 3-0 start to the season. I kind of expect the same. Let's move to just around the Big 12 now. There's been a lot of talk lately that we had a story in the Crib this week from the AP that Oklahoma may actually have a defense this year. So the Sooners have really done a great job under Lincoln Riley of, you know, winning Heisman trophies, scoring lots of touchdowns, getting into the college football playoff, which is no small feat. You know, is a championship level defense the only thing that's missing?
Yeah, go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I mean, I was a Texas fan when I was a kid, so it pains me to say this. But I think they really do have a great defense this year, at least through what we've seen earlier in this season. They seem like they're deeper than before. That defensive line, things like they can really get after it. And obviously, as just mentioned, the offense is continuing to roll under Jalen Hurts. So they're a scary team to me.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of two of their games, mm-hmm. UCLA game this last week. The big concern I have about Oklahoma's defense, it seems like they play well in stretches, but then they'll just hit some lulls where, you know, like they act like they just don't know what they're doing.
Mm.
And I've seen that, you know, both against Houston and against UCLA. And you kind of wonder if they can keep the focus the whole game.
Mm.
Or is it just teams figure them out more as the game goes on? So I think the jury's still out a little bit on their defense, although I do think it's better than last year.
Well, it wouldn't take much to be right. Better than last year. That was a really bad defense that got into the college football playoff. They just pretty much had to outscore teams this year, you know, last year. So I was talking with our boss, Steve, who's a big OU fan, a few weeks ago, and he said at one point, is it really an improvement if OU goes from, you know, 110th in defense to 80th or something? And I said, yeah, it really is. You know, I mean, that's actually a pretty good improvement. And, you know, it gets you a few stops here and there, and, you know, maybe you win a game that you didn't. So
let me throw in one thing here. Alex Grinch, has there ever been a better name for a defensive coordinator?
Alex Grinch, yeah.
I mean, that's just perfect.
That's pretty good.
You know, it seems like that would just scare the other team a little bit.
Yeah, especially if he's playing, like, on Christmas.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. All right. We actually have some conference games, some Big 12 games on the docket this week. West Virginia travels to Kansas, and Oklahoma State goes to Austin to face the Longhorns. Glenn just saw Texas last week, playing against Rice. Let's start with the Jayhawks, who we don't talk a lot about, John. You know, they're coming off a pretty surprising road win at Boston College. We went through our picks last week, and that was one certainly we didn't see coming.
Oh, not at all.
Do you feel like Les Miles' team starts out Big 12 play at 1-0?
I think I'm probably going to pick them.
Wow. That's
wrong. Now, I could be wrong, but...
Right. Well, you've been wrong on some picks before.
Yes, I have. But...
let's not go there.
You know, Les, the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
You just don't know quite what's going to happen with him.
Right. Right.
I think his teams have always been fairly unpredictable.
Right. They play loose.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe that helps with this young team that he's got. So.
Yeah, I will say I was impressed by West Virginia, too, beating North Carolina State.
Right, because they didn't look very good the first
time. No, they didn't. Games. Yeah. So. But, I might take Kansas there.
It just seems like Les Miles in Kansas still feels like a weird fit to me. But so far, you know, the early results, that's pretty decent for Kansas. I mean, you know, yeah. Going on the road and winning at BC is a good win. Glenn, I'm going to ask you about the Longhorns because you obviously just saw them. You know, playing Oklahoma State in Austin, how do you see that game?
I might be a little biased having just seen what Ellinger can do, but I think Texas does win that game.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with how he played against the LSU defense and obviously putting up some really great numbers there. But then also seeing him against Rice, and obviously Rice is not the most fearsome defense, but the Owls tried to bring a lot of pressure, and he handled it really well. Really obviously just picked apart a defense that will not does not have the most athletic secondary necessarily. But still, he was confident, he was fluid, obviously productive, and just really ripped apart that defense. I think he was averaging 18 yards per completion for those first three drives, which they obviously scored against the Owls. So he was really efficient and looked really good to me.
Yeah, you know, and another story that AP is doing this week, I think it comes out today, is just about all the targets that Ellinger has, and maybe that he's kind of blessed with more than Texas has had in a while. I mean, John, do you see Longhorns kind of taking care of business this week?
You know, that would be the logical choice.
Right.
But, you know, Oklahoma State has won the last few games in Austin.
Yeah, it's a weird series.
It really is. But, yeah, I mean, I think Texas is really good. I think they still have maybe some defensive issues, but like Glenn said, you know, Ellinger, he looks really good.
Right.
I mean, he's been really accurate. He makes really good decisions. I would think they'd win at home.
Yeah. So, Glenn, one of our little traditions here on our podcast, this is kind of going off script, but we usually, for our special guest at the very end, we do something we like to call Culinary Corner.
Yeah.
Yes. This is really self.
This is why we got you on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely,
Glenn.
So
I mean, we're impressed by your expertise, but this is where you have to really come through.
Yeah, you have to shine on this. So John and I have been to Houston many, many times. I actually lived in Houston as a young child for a while, And we know where we're going on Saturday, John. We've already scouted this out. We're going to the Pit Room, which we've been to before. Pit Room's a good choice. So Glenn, like, give us, you know, one or two places in Houston that you like to go and eat at that, you know, it could be under the radar, could be just a favorite place, you know, that everybody knows about. But what are, like, your go-to spots?
Well, I feel like my go-to spots might be some hole-in-the-wall spots.
But okay.
All right, we'll take it.
But if I had to recommend spots to go, I mean, and I don't even know if they're the most under the radar at this point, but Blood Brothers Barbecue and the Turkey Leg Hut.
Wow, okay. Blood Brothers, Turkey Leg.
Especially the latter, I would totally recommend those places. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good information.
Well, that's great info,
yeah.
Glenn.
Blood Brothers. That sounds juicy, you know? I mean, it sounds meaty and like, you know, that's a good barbecue.
We could get a turkey leg and bring it up to the press box.
Yeah, maybe. Well, John, we are spending the night, so maybe we hit the Pit Room on Saturday.
Right.
And then, you know, go get us a turkey leg or something on Sunday. That sounds like a plan, doesn't it?
Yeah, well. Yeah, definitely under consideration.
Well, Glenn, thanks for popping on with us, and we'll see you down there in the press box on Saturday.
Hey, I'll see you guys on Saturday. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Glenn.